AGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Obama speaking again on the Northwest 253 attack. The president is interrupting his Hawaiian vacation again to make a statement about the incident, a statement described as an early assessment of what investigators have learned since the Christmas Day attack. Debate is renewed over existing technology that might have caught the explosive device that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is charged with using in a bid to destroy the plane. Full body scanners show pretty much everything, but some experts say they can be circumvented, too.
As the details of the security lapses become more clear,
we need to admit that, look, the weakness is there.
Security consultant Harry Humphreys, a former Navy SEAL, suggests that not much could have stopped the suspect from getting on board with a bomb in his underwear.
A pat-down probably would not have picked it up.
Humphreys says those whole-body imaging machines are probably the best answer, but he says terrorists could stuff explosives inside themselves.
Now you're talking about going in and doing cavity searches.
And
that's impossible.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The international tug of war over Sean Goldman is going to continue for a bit longer. The Brazilian family of the 9-year-old boy, reunited with his American father Christmas Eve after a 5-year battle, says it will go to court to try and regain custody of Sean. ABC News legal consultant Royal Oaks.
The Brazilian family's never say die attitude may stem from the fact the boy's stepfather is a prominent divorce lawyer in Rio. He may be persistent, but the chances of convincing an American court to send the boy back to Brazil are not good.
The Brazilian family wants, or says it wants, the boy's wishes known. With the new year will come the Census Bureau's annual nose count of Americans. The Bureau's Alexa Kennedy Puthoff says, based on the last census, the U.S. population is estimated to be more than 308 million.
In January 2010, we'll have one birth every 8 seconds, one death every 12 seconds, and a net of one new international migrant every 37 seconds.
You're listening to ABC News.
Here's to a fresh start and a better you. This week at Macy's Beauty Scene, experts are waiting to help you self-improve. Reset the clock and let youth surge. It's time to start over. Erase lines and wrinkles. Be resilient and extremely uplifted. Give your skin one essential boost. Change your look to change your whole outlook. This week only, make some face time with our Clinique, Origins, Estee Lauder, and Dior skincare specialists. Reinvent yourself today at Macy's.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. If you're near Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, enter the Ice Cube Hunt at the annual Schnee Days Winter Festival. If you're near Yorktown, Virginia, go on down to the river for the holiday boat parade and bonfire. And if you're near a Honda dealer, go save yourself some money, because this is when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda vehicles. Hey, you have your favorite holiday traditions, and we have ours. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
The Associated Press says a high-profile attorney acquainted with Michael Jackson and family has been disciplined.
Brian Oxman was front and center during Michael Jackson's child molestation trial and after his death. He's a family attorney with a head of silver hair. He now represents Joe Jackson. Oxman's law license has been placed on probation for 2 years by the California Supreme Court for ignoring an order to pay sanctions imposed against him for causing defendants in a case significant harm. It's his second time he's been disciplined.
ABC's Alex Stone. A Massachusetts woman is fighting to be buried with her soldier son.
Specialist Shea was always ready to move out.
After his funeral, Army Specialist Corey Shea, who was shot dead by a rogue Iraqi soldier, was buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. His mother, Denise Anderson, wants to be buried there with him.
I'll never see him get married, have children, so he's alone down there, so it's important to me that he has someone with him for eternity.
The VA allows only a veteran's spouse or children to be buried in the same plot, but a bill to give parents burial privileges has passed the House and could be taken up by the Senate next year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Smoking actually did some good in Toledo, Ohio. Calvin Giles stepped outside his home for pre-dawn smoke yesterday, saw fire burning in the house 2 doors down. He ran over, banging on the doors and windows, then helping a family of 5 get out. Neighbor Vera Gist says she doesn't agree with smoking, but is thankful Giles decided to go for a smoke when he did. This is ABC News.
Of all the things that have gotten smaller, like phones or cars, maybe Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver are among the most important. Complete from A to zinc, and now available in new smaller tablet formulas. New smaller tablet formulas Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver. And now save up to $11 on select Centrum and Caltrate products. Look for coupons in Sunday's paper. take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Oakland police have called off the search for the fourth suspect in a car chase that ended when the driver crashed into a home. Three suspects were arrested. Fourth ran off. Officers reported hearing gunfire during the search for that fourth person, which prompted a lockdown of a neighborhood, but the suspect was never found. Attorney General Jerry Brown is trying to keep body armor out of the hands of felons. He says he's asking the California Supreme Court to review a lower court ruling that overturned the state ban on felons owning or wearing body armor. And a federal appeals court has limited the use of stun guns by police, saying officers cannot fire their tasers unless a suspect poses an immediate threat. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, southbound 13 before 580, solo crash of the guardrail. It flipped over. The right lane may still be blocked. You're backed up toward Redwood Road. Heading out 409 on the town, the Office of Traffic Safety and the California Highway Patrol want to remind you that everyone on the road is now on the lookout for drunk drivers ready to call 911. So plan ahead. Designate a sober driver. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Increasing clouds this afternoon. Showers by tonight. Lloyd Lindsay Young says you can expect rain tomorrow, up to an inch falling in some areas. It's 50 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Oh, my gosh. Now we got a new one to deal with here. So, you know, Subway and Jared. Now Taco Bell has got some lady named Christine claiming she's lost 54 pounds in 2 years eating at Taco Bell. Well, there's more to this story, as there always is. First of all, she was choosing the low-fat Fresco menu items at Taco Bell. And indeed, she has overall been trying to lose weight, so she is not eating exclusively at Taco Bell. So that also throws a little curve in there. And it turns out this Fresco menu, because truthfully, at most fast food places, if you wanted to, you could eat a reduced calorie meal. It's just you don't want to. But it's been on the menu for 6 years. 6 years. It'll be the first time that you will see these options on the menu. But you have to look for them inside. Considering three quarters of you get your fast food from your car through the drive-thru, you wouldn't even know this stuff is on the menu. And there's pushback, of course, American Dietetic Association, that the Fresco crunchy taco barely has any protein. Half the calories are coming from fat. And if you have that for lunch alone, it's an inadequate lunch. And as a point that I've been making for so many years, it's really still mostly the number of calories you eat. It's not what you eat, not how often you eat, how big a meal is. It's just at the end of the day how many calories you do eat. So this could just as well be the Snickers diet. You could lose weight eating Snickers, and I mean only Snickers. Not healthy for you, but you could get your caloric consumption down. And, you know, another thing. I'm going to change topics on you here. New Year's resolutions usually revolve around dieting. I mean, it's the most common New Year's resolution. It's why I just have refused for many years to do these New Year's resolution stories. Used to do them at a staple of the media. You know, these are slow news days, although really not these days. And, you know, the editor and the news directors, they always, you know, have us go out and do stories that relate to people's New Year's resolutions and how they don't ever do anything. They don't make any changes. It lasts for 10 days, and that's that. Well, later on, you need to keep listening, because I'm going to talk, and I'm serious about this. I saw some studies today that just, I don't know, that warmed my heart. And I'm going to turn it into a New Year's resolution for you. I am serious about this, and I can guarantee you one thing. It is not restrictive at all. You will not be denying yourself anything pleasurable with the Dr. Dean New Year's resolution. I promise you that. No denying, no restrictions. It is a good thing. It is a positive thing. And all of you need to hear this. And it's serious. And it's got serious research behind it. You're going to love it. So that's a New Year's resolution later on. Let's talk a little more about this subject of obesity, because this challenges a lot of what we have thought having to do with kids. Now, you know, you'd have to be living on another planet not to have heard that the more time a kid spends in front of the television, the fatter they're going to be. And the explanation has been, of course, that kids are sitting around. They're inactive. That's why they're gaining weight. Well, they looked at kids 7 and under, and the amount of time watching commercial television was related to weight gain. But then they looked at kids, they noticed, like, when kids were playing DVDs or, you know, watching videos or watching commercial-free educational television shows, it had no effect on their weight. They dug a little deeper. The relationship between watching regular television, by that I mean commercial television with ads, it held up when they accounted for everything else. The kid's physical activity, the mother's weight, the mother's educational levels, and they found indeed viewing the commercials is what was associated with obesity. It was the advertising. Now, they didn't get into why or what happens. Do the kids get hungrier or do they lust more for junky foods, etc.? But it says here it's not about limiting your kids' television viewing. It's what they're watching. And to lower the risk of obesity, limit their exposure to commercials, which means you don't have to cut out all TV programs or DVDs, etc. On the subject of television, if I force you, and there's a device here. I thought this would be a clever device. It's a device that will turn off your television set. We're going to cut your television viewing in half. All of you, just going to cut it in half. And this is a device here that automatically, a monitor, turns off your television, and you can't turn it on again for another week once you reach your limit. So when they cut people's television viewing in half, what do you think happened to their physical activity, their eating habits? Well, it turns out watching television less does not lead to more exercise or better eating habits, but it does result in a subtle but meaningful change in overall activity levels. It didn't change people's, as I said, caloric consumption, didn't change your sleeping habits. They did, on average, people who had their TV cut off in half, burned an average of 120 calories less a day. And that was enough. Now, some people did say they got a little more exercise by walking their dogs, but nobody signed up for the gym. Some people signed up for a yoga class, but most people did not use their TV-free time for scheduled physical exercise. One person organized their photo albums. Another thought they did more reading or playing board games with their kids. Many spent their time doing more household chores or paying bills. Doesn't sound like fun. You wait till my New Year's resolution for you. It's the opposite of that. You're going to love it. But even those minor changes added up to burning 120 calories a day. That little teeny bit. And the people they didn't restrict came even more sedentary, the control group. And even though eating habits weren't changed, it seemed to be positive. All right, this is fascinating. Do you know that women have finer senses of touch in their fingertips? And the way you test that, there's a bunch of ways of testing tactile sensitivity. They tested it in men and women here by pressing your index finger against two surfaces which had grooves running in different directions. And if you could tell the difference in the direction of the grooves, when they were closest together, they had the finest sense of touch. So women were better. And you know why women were better? It's their fingers were smaller. The smaller their fingers, the more sensitive they were. Gosh, I'm wondering if that worked for a certain part of the male anatomy. Gee, guys, some guys, there's an advantage in sensitivity. And they think the sensory cells are more densely packed on smaller fingertips. So you're looking at a surgeon or someone who's doing delicate surgery on you. You might want to have somebody with tiny, tiny fingers. Well, this is a ho-hummer, but a lot of you need to hear it. Another study, major study, on two very, very popular herbs that a lot of women take for menopause. Black cohosh and red clover, widely promoted as helping to ease menopausal and aging-related symptoms. And this was a very carefully done, rigorous study where they gave women black cohosh, some women red clover, placebo, and estrogen replacement therapy. Are you ready? We're talking reduction in symptoms like hot flashes, which is why women take it. Symptoms were reduced 34% in women taking black cohosh. Whoa, that's impressive. They were reduced 57% in women taking red clover. Whoa, even more impressive. But unfortunately, friends, symptoms were reduced 63% in women taking placebo. So placebo is even more powerful than these herbs that you're spending fortunes on, that the health gurus promote left and right. So the only therapy better than placebo was estrogen replacement therapy. Obviously, we know it worked, but it also has side effects. Similar subject here. This time it's dog-eat-dog, as four highfalutin chiropractors here have written an article published in Chiropractic Journal, and they are, they've concluded the evidence does not support chiropractic's most fundamental theory. Since its inception, the vast majority of chiropractors are into these subluxations, that misalignment of your spine is a cause of ill health. And if you adjust your spine, then that's that. Well, here's what chiropractors themselves are saying about it. No supportive evidence is found for the chiropractic subluxation being associated with any disease process or of creating suboptimal health conditions requiring intervention. Regardless of popular appeal, this leaves a subluxation construct in the realm of unsupported speculation. It's kind of a polite term, isn't it? That's in the realm of unsupported speculation, sir. This lack of supportive evidence suggests the subluxation construct has no valid clinical applicability. And yet just about every chiropractor in America will do this to you. What do you want me to say? I mean, it never did make sense. And there are chiropractors who have figured out that if they don't catch up with the modern world fast, they're going to get left out. No one's going to want to pay for their services if they're worthless and seem magical and voodoo-like, and want to take part in helping people with musculoskeletal disorders, which is a reasonable thing. In other words, I'm not saying, by the way, that just running, you know, going to your typical back doctor, MD, you're going to get pain pills. I mean, it's good to get certain important things ruled out. You know, you want to make sure you don't have, spinal stenosis or, you know, a disc that's split in 15 pieces and pushing on a nerve, et cetera. You need to know what's causing your backache. But, you know, MDs often will just write your prescription. So, listen, chiropractors will spend more time with you. They put more more hands-on stuff, and a lot of people like them. It isn't clear that you get better any more quickly, but they get high marks from their patients for just, you know, the caring part. So if I had a back clinic, I'd just as soon, you know, hire a chiropractor to work with me and let him have a shot at it, or her, rather than giving you OxyContin right off the bat. Now, I'm simplifying the issues, but it is really one of the funniest and silliest things as I see chiropractors still trying to sell this idea that your crooked spine is the cause of all illness. A lot of you are confused about what symptom is a cold, what is a flu. Less than 25% of you can identify a dry, hacking cough as a symptom of the flu. It goes on and on here about how really, basically, I'm sorry, dumb we are about these simple things. And yet we think we're smart enough to figure out that a flu vaccine is bad for you. It's hysterical, this report yesterday, that half of you are fearful of the vaccines, of vaccines in general, because of specifically Jenny McCarthy. That doesn't tell you the power of having media connections, the power that that has versus legitimate public health messages. Well, here, really, this will underline, I'm going to confuse you with this one, but it's fascinating. This is coming from the CDC. And a major laboratory has found that only 6% of samples that it was sent were positive for H1N1. Now, all influenza circulating is H1N1 swine flu. The rest are a range of flu. Now, we don't know why doctors pick the more confusing cases to send to this lab. That's all possible. But there are other viruses out there causing symptoms. The most common rhinovirus is a cold virus. And 500 children here were hospitalized with rhinovirus at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia last month. It's a very, very high number, and that's normally a very mild virus. So here you go. Their test showed 39% of tests from kids up to age 3, it was rhinovirus, 4% for metapneumovirus, 6% of kids under 10, 3.5% of kids under 3, respiratory syncytial virus, which is rare in older kids, 6% of kids under 3, para-influenza virus. It's not the flu. It's similar. 1.5% adenovirus. Doctors rarely test you for any respiratory virus. When's the last time you went in with an upper respiratory syndrome and the doctor tests you, right? Because few tests are really available. And what doctors often give you is antibiotics, which is not really the right thing to do. Okay? Okay. All right, now, as promised, and this is serious, I'm going to talk to you about a New Year's resolution I think you will all buy into. It's positive, it's real, there's research behind it. We all do this. We all do the opposite. I do it and you do it. This is going to resonate with you. And you do not have to restrict yourself or deny yourself anything. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Okay? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-8255. We'll be right back.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, and get bankruptcy help on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most products, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
This is Gene Burns. The holidays are almost over, but why stop the festivities? If you've got a reason to celebrate or you're in need of a reason, just head for Sonoma Valley. Sonoma Valley is the most down-to-earth and convenient slice of paradise around, only 45 miles from San Francisco. With its annual Olive Festival now underway, you'll find a calendar of tantalizing events, including lavish feasts, olive curing workshops, tasting tours, and much, much more. Sonoma offers a beautiful year-round setting for your own special event, whether it's a wedding, conference, or reunion. Savor artisan dining, stroll the historic plaza, or explore award-winning wineries. You're sure to find great places to stay, too. Enjoy the convenience of the Best Western Sonoma Valley Inn, the charming and affordable El Pueblo Inn, or the luxurious Lodge at Sonoma, a Renaissance resort and spa. Visit SonomaValley.com. It's real wine country.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Chill. How you doing? Welcome to the program. Hi, Chill, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Adell, thanks for taking my call.
My question is regard to cholesterol levels and use of statins. My cholesterol readings always used to be in the mid-200s. And then about 6 years ago, I had to have open-heart surgery. And prior to that, the surgeon wanted me to have a cardiac catheterization. And the cardiologist that did the catheterization told me that that my arteries were pristine clear. And the surgery that I was going to have had nothing to do with cholesterol issues. It had to do with a valve. And I was still put on a statin afterwards, and my cholesterol levels went way down. And I've heard you over the years mention that many people who go in for bypass have good cholesterol readings. And so my question is, even though I had the high levels, my arteries were clear, would it benefit a lot of people who have good cholesterol readings to still be on statins? And couldn't that help prevent other diseases like Alzheimer's possibly? I don't know.
Yes, well, you raise a big, huge question, this whole statin deal. And there is controversy here because statins are really remarkable at lowering your cholesterol, but less remarkable at reducing, less remarkable at extending your life, to put a bottom line on it. It might reduce, or it seems to reduce the number of heart attacks you have, but once again, that's a bigger number than how much longer you live. It's almost as if it saves your body saves it up for the big one and then finishes you off, and as opposed to a bunch of little ones. And the use of statins, it once again impressive in lowering your cholesterol number. But there's so much more to heart disease and heart attacks than just cholesterol. And you're in an interesting category. There, first of all, you probably inherit a lot of what your cholesterol level is. And cholesterol levels are not automatically a sign of good health or of bad health. It just tends to be that. In other words, it's just a statistical shift is really all it is. And so where do we go from there? Is that everybody gets a certain cholesterol level? We get put on statins? Well, there's a lot of pushback about that. There are side effects to statins, et cetera. And a lot of people, they eat the statins and they eat everything wrong after that. It becomes an excuse, as pills often are, for not taking care of yourself and being wise about it. So you've had the advantage of your arteries, the inside of your arteries being seen. And I would wonder what a doctor would say to you. Even though your cholesterol level is high, some people inherit a high cholesterol levels and they seem to do pretty well. And, 30-40% of people who are dead on arrival at the ER with a heart attack have normal cholesterol levels. So you got to be very careful of paying too much attention to these numbers. And it's just something that has to be sorted out is basically what's going on here. So your surgery was about valves. You do have a high cholesterol level. And I would defy any doctor to come up with a, study addressing a person in your spot. In other words, a person whose arteries are known to be clean, as seen by a cardiologist, and yet who has a high cholesterol level. Why would we put you on a drug for the rest of your life? So you have raised a legitimate question. Now, I can't answer it for you, and I don't want to tell you because there might be other stuff going on. You have clotting disorders, and sometimes you get a heart attack from a clot, and your arteries are kind of pretty good, but a clot can break loose and block it. So there's more, a lot more to the story. Let's talk to John. Welcome to the program, John.
Yes, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I just developed tinnitus. And I have two questions about that. One is, am I going to have to live with this forever? I'm 56 years old. And what about this product that they're just talking about, Quietus? Will that help?
Yes, I doubt very much that any pill will help you. Tinnitus or tinnitus, you can say it both ways, has many, many causes. So make sure a good ear doctor goes over you stem to stern and looks at all the potential causes, because if they find one, they can treat it. And then when it comes to treatment, it may go away, but it often can stay for the rest of your life. And just as an aside, because there are little sound generators and things you can do, go online and see what's available, join a tinnitus group. But something new just happened and look us up online, just happened one day ago, yesterday. German doctors came up with this idea of taking your favorite music, and then take the note that your ears are ringing at. Strip out that frequency. You got it? You take out that frequency. They had people listening to their favorite music like this for a year, and their tinnitus was a lot less annoying. And they had a control group. So really kind of fascinating. Listening to music can help it. All right, the mother of all New Year's resolutions. You're going to love this. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. And I'm going to adopt my own resolution.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. When you come to San Francisco on New Year's Eve, leave your cars and guns at home, says the police chief. He's promising zero tolerance enforcement. Inspectors are combing the coast of Pacifica today to see what it will take to shore up the bluffs and save that sagging apartment building. Associated Press reports Iran is close to a deal to import purified uranium from Kazakhstan. That move is one that would be banned by the United Nations. The weather, rainy by evening with temperatures in the 40s, rain continuing tomorrow with highs in the 50s. This is KGO Radio News.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the funds managers don't invest their own money where they ask you to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you financial advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he has told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. So you can see why they're so motivated to help their clients succeed. For a free portfolio review, call 866-496-2300 and see how they can help you. Or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
From antique furniture to fine crystal, most luxuries need to be handled with care. And then there's the rare kind that can actually return the favor. Acura, with features like Vehicle Stability Assist that helps you maintain control in unstable conditions. Or our ACE body structure that distributes crash energy around the cabin in case of a frontal impact. Every Acura was designed with you and your passenger safety in mind. And now you can get 1.9% financing on select new models. It's all at the Acura Drive Home Safely for the Holidays event. Visit an Acura showroom or Acura.com. 1.9% APR for well-qualified buyers. Higher rates for longer terms in select regions. Offer ends January 4th, 2010. Excludes 2010 MDX and ZDX. See dealer for details.
Your Northern California Acura dealers remind you that if you purchase a new Acura by December 31st, you may be eligible to deduct the sales tax. Visit your Acura dealer for details.
Hey, I'm your boredom cigarette. The one you turn to when there's nothing on TV, no messages on your cell, and it's raining out. Yep, I'm your best friend.
When none of your friends are around.
Oh, sometimes you smoke me 2-3 times in a row. But I don't mind. It's not like I have anything else to do.
Boredom can make you want to smoke, but if you can relearn how to pass the time without cigarettes, you can relearn anything without cigarettes. You can do it free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations. But hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
It's Macy's biggest underwear event of the season, with 25% off our entire collection of Calvin Klein underwear for men. All Calvin Klein tees, tanks, briefs, boxers, boxer briefs, all knits and wovens. The time to stock up is now. Take 25% off all Calvin Klein underwear for men during our biggest underwear event of the season at Macy's. Savings off regular prices, sale ends January 3rd.
VMware Fusion 3 is the best way to run Windows on your Mac. For a limited time, save 30% when you buy two licenses online. Visit vmware.com/go/store-deals to take advantage of this holiday offer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, bear with me. This is in the New York Times today, so you're going to want to send this to all your friends. It is it just struck me. You know how it is. It just struck me that we are all real procrastinators of pleasure. And what I want to talk to you about is a New Year's resolution that has to do with, it's a simple phrase, have fun now. And social scientists, psychologists here are getting into this business of postponing pleasure. And they started with how many billions of dollars are saved annually from gift certificates that expire unredeemed. We don't use them. We put it off for a variety of reasons I'll get into. It says here you need strength to cash in your gift certificate, to drink the special bottle of wine, redeem those frequent flyer miles and take the vacation you've been promising yourself, that you all of us are recovering procrastinators of pleasure. And psychologists, as I said, are getting into this strange impulse to put off until tomorrow what could be enjoyed today. Isn't that funny? And they go through some examples. For instance, we very rarely visit landmarks in our own backyard, our own city. People have moved to Chicago or London, go to fewer local landmarks during their entire first year they live there than a typical tourist in a one-week stay. This is coming out of UCLA. People in Chicago, in the study, visited more landmarks in other cities than their own. Even the relatively small amount of local sightseeing was done when people come out from out of town and you entertain them. And people, when you're going to move, if you're about to move to another city, then the Chicagoans rush to see the local landmarks just before they move. When there's no immediate deadline, and I fall for this a lot, we'll put off going, say, to the zoo this weekend because you assume you'll be less busy next weekend or the weekend after that or next summer. And that's what causes you to put off the gift certificate. We're trying to do a cost-benefit analysis of time loss versus pleasure or money to be gained, but we are lousy at the estimate. Behavioral economists have found that when people were asked to anticipate how much extra money and time they would have in the future, they were realistic about the money and assuming that money's still going to be tight, but they expected free time to magically materialize. Hence, you're more likely to agree to a commitment next year, like giving a speech, that you would turn down if someone asked you to find time for it next month. And this produces what researchers call the yes, damn effect. When the speech comes due next year, you bitterly discover you're still as busy as ever. And they just demonstrated another effect of the fallacy by giving people gift certificates that were good for movie tickets and French pastries. Some got certificates that expired within 2 or 3 weeks. Others got certificates that were good for 6 to 8 weeks. What do you think happened? People who got the long-term certificates were more confident than the others that they would redeem the gifts. Logical enough, given all the extra time they had, but they kept putting it off and off, and ultimately, they were more likely to let the gift go unredeemed than people who got the short-term certificates. Once you start procrastinating pleasure, it becomes a self-perpetuating process if you fixate on some imagined nirvana. The longer you wait to open that prized bottle of wine, the more special the occasion has to be. If you're determined to get the absolute maximum out of the frequent flyer miles, you can end up wasting them. This experiment offered people a chance to use discount coupons in the course of buying a series of plane tickets. Once the subjects were told they might have a chance at a free flight worth $1,000, they scorned lesser awards and hung on to the coupons so long that in the end, they had to use them for cheaper flights. People can become overly focused on an ideal. Even if they know it's unlikely, they get so focused on the perfect scenario that they block out everything else. Or they anticipate that they'll kick themselves later if they take second best options and then see the best one is still available. But they don't realize that regret can go the other way. They'll end up with something worse and regret not taking the second best one. Advice? Cash in quickly any gift certificate you get. The biggest danger is that it will be forgotten and expire. I have a restaurant. Someone gave me a meal at a restaurant. I've had it 4 years in my wallet, you know, just looking for the opportunity. One of the best presents you can give back to the giver is to use it quickly and tell them how much you enjoyed it. The regret from not using it will be bigger than the regret from using it on a non-perfect occasion. Cash in the miles by summer, even if you can't get a round world trip out of them. Instead of waiting for a special occasion to indulge yourself, create one. And here's a writer in the Wall Street Journal, a wine writer, who said, proclaims last Saturday of February is the open that bottle night. And then they go into a line from the movie Sideways, who's the character has been holding on to a 1961 Cheval Blanc so long that it's in danger of going bad. So Miles says he's waiting for a special occasion. And then Maya, oh, she was great in that, the character, I forgot her name. I love her. Anyway, puts matters in perspective. She says, the day you open a 61 Cheval Blanc, that's the special occasion. All right? So go out and do it. That should be your New Year's resolution. Cash at all. Heather's already gone through a half a box of candy while we were talking about it. Well, you know. All right, let's talk to Arlene. How you doing, Arlene? Welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Dean and Al. Thank you for taking my call. I'm asking about intervention for my son, and I'd like to know the percentage and if you could recommend a place. He is on marijuana and taking the energy drinks and sleeping pills, and the whole nine yards.
Yes, yeah, the whole nine yards. I think the most important thing with interventions, although now you're saying that, I'm thinking about, is there a way to do an intervention for people who procrastinate on their pleasure? How would you to come in with party hats and balloons and shove them on a plane? Is the person who does it. You know, some psychologists are very skilled, and it is a tricky, tricky deal, boy. Just think of the dynamics that psychologist is working with, because they tick off the client, you know, they get angry and they might walk out. Some of the family members may want them to be heavier about it, but the object is for the person to see, here is everybody I love, everybody who knows me well, and they're all agreeing that I need to do something. And that is a dynamic, I think, that's very, very important, because they can get up and walk out of the room, and they have. So finding someone who does this and does it well, and where is not that important. I don't think you're going to find a rehab that'll take someone over marijuana, only because it's considered fairly easy to get off of, but a person does have to be motivated, but it sounds like there are other issues. And the psychologist or the interventionist can make sure that you're not dealing, you know, with other diagnoses. In other words, drug addiction is a diagnosis, but so is manic depression. And so there may be a dual diagnosis here, and you want someone who knows that to know what they're dealing with. So I don't think it's where it is. I think you rarely, I mean, sometimes you can do them at a rehab place, but boy, your kid's going to be a little suspicious when they, you know, pull up in front of a, you know, rehab center. So they often will do it in a motel room, rent a little conference room, depending how many people are involved, you know, in a hotel room and bring them there. So I think it can be a very positive, it's a last ditch deal. In other words, obviously you want to try other methodologies, but, you know, I can tell, and it's pretty typical. The kids, they just don't hear it. They're invincible. They don't think you know what's really going on. And so, yes, find the right person. And if you uncover more drugs and other things you didn't know about, and you may, because marijuana can often be just the tip of the iceberg or not. It can, you know, there are a lot of kids, they dabble with marijuana and they wind up fine. I'm not saying all kids do. So, you know, you need to, I think, and that's hard, by the way, to get a kid in to see a therapist, because they won't want to do that. They'll be suspicious at that particular point. So all that gets mixed in to determine how, what, where, when, and who should be involved in that, all right? Okay, got to run. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is it, the final days of your Northern California Chevy dealer's Red Tag event. But if you hurry, there's still time to end the year right with big money-saving offers on the rugged and dependable full line of 09 Chevy trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. Like 0% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. And with 0% financing, the Red Tag savings are unbelievable. Average finance savings on a new Avalanche total over $9,500. That could save you $132 a month. Get over $7,300 in average finance savings
savings on Silverado, almost $12,000 on Suburban. That could lower your monthly payment by $165. And if you purchase a qualifying Chevy car or light-duty truck by December 31st, you may be eligible for a tax deduction on your 2009 federal tax return. Consult your tax professional for details. But you better hurry. Time is running out. See your Northern California Chevy dealer today. Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 financed. Average sample down payment is 10%. Not available with other offers. Savings based on bank rating. Data. Take delivery by 1-4-10.
What if there was a bank that offered you up to $200 for opening a new, more rewarding checking account? And what if it was the same solid bank that's been helping Californians succeed for well over a century? Welcome to Signature Banking from Union Bank. Now, when you open a new Signature Banking checking account, you can earn up to a $200 bonus when you add direct deposit, online bill pay, or use your debit card. Plus, you'll get privileges like ATM fee waivers, free online banking and bill pay, a free safe deposit box, and more. With an added bonus of up to $200 and Union Bank at your side, it's time to start your own economic recovery. Union Bank. Invest in you.
Enjoy the benefits of Signature Banking with deposits of $10,000 or more in any combination of qualifying accounts. Call 888-818-6060, stop by your nearest Union Bank branch, or visit unionbank.com. Offer valid for new bank customers only. Account must be opened by January 31st, 2010. Safe deposit box valued at $40. Other restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
If you have low water pressure at home, even leaky pipes under your slab, or you're getting scalded in the shower if someone flushes the toilet, you know what I'm going to say. You got to repipe your house. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. Hi, I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. We've been repiping exclusively now for almost 20 years. We're the only company in the entire area that combines this experience to bring you a high-quality repipe at a very affordable price. In fact, many times we can repipe for half what a plumber would charge, and we even patch the walls so you don't have to. We provide 100% financing and 100% guarantee. Right now, we're including a free tankless water heater as part of our package. Plus, if you call in the next 30 minutes, you'll get a 20% discount on your entire job. Call 1-800-737-4746 and mention this ad. That's 800-737-4746. 800-737-4746.
Everybody, Dr. Dean Adele here. Let's talk to Susan. How you doing, Susan? Susan?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to know what your thoughts on vaginal estrogen therapy is. I know the risks for taking it orally are pretty well spelled out in the research that's been done, but I can't seem to find much on the vaginal estrogen.
Yeah, are you in the early menopause?
No, done. I'm finished.
In other words, you've gone through the change, but you're having symptoms. What are your symptoms you're trying to treat?
Dryness and painful intercourse, actually.
Yeah. I think it's okay. First of all, even if you look at the studies and taking, oral estrogen, in the first 10 years, between 50 and 60, most doctors feel estrogen is, the benefits outweigh the risks. And then after that, you have to evaluate people on a case-by-case basis. We don't have huge studies in vaginal estrogen, but we suspect that it's a better deal for the following reason. When you take a pill in your stomach, you have to take a big pill because a lot of the estrogen goes, anything in your stomach goes right to your liver first, and your liver detoxifies a lot of it. And then what's left gets to go circulate around your body. With vaginal estrogen or even a patch, it goes right into your bloodstream and kind of bypasses the liver, so you need less. And that might be enough to reduce some of the symptoms that we have talked about in terms of clotting and cancer and heart attacks and stroke, a lot of scary stuff. And it's true, there is an uptick in those things, but it isn't so much that it is likely to affect an individual woman who really is benefiting from estrogens. So I don't have any issue with your use of vaginal estrogen at this point. We suspect it might be, quote, safer. And even in, for a few years to get yourself settled down, because those hot flashes should disappear. And so if you took estrogen for a few years and then you tapered it off, you might find that you're doing okay. And as far as the dryness and vaginitis, I mean, there's a whole variety of other things you can do if you can't use estrogen, in terms of being very careful about, you know, lubrication. And by the way, and I'm not being facetious, I mean, the first study on the health effects of sex, first started this program, it was published in a journal, American Medical Association, that the more intercourse you have, the less likely you are to get the symptom, and it helps it because the tissue responds. You know, the body is very plastic. You know, if you gain weight, your bones thicken up. You start rubbing, start doing a lot of shoveling in the backyard, you're going to get calluses on your hand. And so it seems that the woman's mucosa is able to respond. So you might try that. I'm not going to write you a prescription for it, but I think you get my drift. So that ought to be okay. Let's talk to Rachel. How you doing, Rachel?
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what you can tell me about silent heart attack.
Yeah. Who had one?
My brother.
Yes. Well, it's just what it says. You can have a heart attack and not have symptoms.
Ah.
And certainly also one should know that a fatal heart attack can be the very first sign of heart disease you will ever notice, which is why we don't want you to evaluate these things. And when you see your doctor regularly, you get, you know, these routine kind of tests that might pick it up. So you go into the doctor does an EKG and says, you know something, Harry? You had a heart attack at some point. They can't tell you exactly when because you don't remember when you had the symptoms, but it, your heart remembers it. And it's there forever on a cardiogram in many cases. So it meant that he didn't have any symptoms. He had a heart attack, and it's a very important warning sign. All right?
All right.
Okay. Let's talk to John. John, Dr. Dean here. You're on the air. John? Yes. Go ahead, John.
Well, I have a car with the new high-intensity discharge lights, and I really like the additional steam power I get with them, but I have a concern. The other night I was driving on a dark road and somebody came up behind me with a high-intensity discharge light. And I looked in the mirror, and when I looked back at the road, my night vision took quite a while to recover. And I was wondering if there is a difference between normal headlights and these new headlights as far as night vision is concerned.
Well, that's a good question, John. I guess I'd have to go back to the books to look up any frequency differences in these vapor lamps and these high-intensity lamps and whether that would reflect your recovery time. As everybody knows, for instance, if you walk into a movie theater in a bright sunny day, you're blind, you can't see a thing, and then slowly your eyes adapt, like going out of the house to look at the stars. It takes a while for your eyes to adapt. I would guess, John, you answered your own question in how you asked it. Basically, it seems to me that if these lights, and I don't know this as a fact, are brighter, if they indeed are brighter, otherwise why would they put them on cars, and you looked in a rearview mirror, you got a shot of bright light, which indeed then would slow down your recovery time. And as you look back at the road, it might take a while to recover. So I'll let that stand as my best answer right now, and someone who's smarter than I am to figure out whether there are a change in the frequency of the light that might alter that. As you know, red light, you see radiologists in the cafeteria at the hospital, maybe not so much anymore, but walking around with red goggles because red light doesn't create your eyes getting used to it. So there is something to do with frequencies there, but I don't know if in this case it's real. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
I'm Martin Hopper. I'm a AAA member, and here's my story. It's winter in Victoria, British Columbia, and the car won't start. You know, click. Nothing happens. I'm up there visiting my parents. It's not even my car, so I call AAA. Well, even though it was freezing outside, the driver offered to solve the problem rather than just haul the car to the shop. Sure enough, he figures out that a faulty car alarm has cut power to the starter, and he fixes it. Click. Vroom. This guy was more than a tow truck driver. It was like he was a mechanic. My mechanic. Anyway, before you know it, I'm on my way. And I just thought, you know, that's why I carry that AAA card.
Don't get stuck on the road this winter without the nation's most dependable road service. Unlike others, AAA drivers can fix minor mechanical problems right on the spot. Join now or add a loved one to your membership for less than you think. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, click AAA.com, or visit your local branch. Get more. Get AAA.
The following is a special announcement from Coit Cleaning Services. For a few days only, Coit is having their slowest week of the year sale. Call 1-800-4-COIT today and save 50% on carpet, drapery, area rug, upholstery, tile, grout, air duct, and even stone cleaning. Don't miss this opportunity to clean up now that the holiday season is over and the guests have gone home. It's the best way to keep the men in the shiny black vans busy and for you to save 50%. Discount does not apply to service charge, but you must call this week because the sale ends December 31st. You'll get a free written estimate and a 100% satisfaction guarantee backed by 60 years of experience. But you must act fast. Coit's slowest week of the year sale ends December 31st. So call 1-800-4-COIT and save 50%. And get your home Coit clean. That's 1-800-F-O-R-C-O-I-T. Recently, Rosie Allen spoke with Toyota 101 General Manager Jim Rimmer.
I know there are people, Jim, who do want to go out and buy a new car. How do consumers now make their dollar count?
The most important thing is to pick a good product. The Toyota product line is excellent, famous for their reliability, strong resale, and the low maintenance costs. So if you're looking to really make your dollar count, and if you're looking for a great place to buy it, come to Toyota 101.
It's time for Toyota-thon, and that means incredible holiday savings. Take advantage of special 0% APR financing on 9 of Toyota's most popular models. And don't miss Toyota 101's special lease offer. The 2010 Camry LE at only $229 down and $229 per month plus tax on a 36-month, 12,000-mile per year closed-end lease based on credit approval through Toyota Financial Services. Drive down to Toyota 101 today, located in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com. Toyota 101, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Rod. How you doing, Rod?
I'm doing okay. I had a question. Is it possible to have a child? I have brown eyes. To have a daughter with blue eyes? My sister doesn't seem to think so.
sounds like sis is trying to make trouble. Here's the deal. First, the answer to your question is yes. You can have brown eyes and have a blue-eyed child, assuming the woman has blue eyes, and even not if she has brown eyes. It has to do with big B's and little B's, you may remember from school. In other words, we each have two genes determining eye color. So if you have brown eyes, the brown gene is dominant, but you can have one brown gene and a blue gene, and the brown gene wins. So half of your sperm will have the brown gene, and half of your sperm will have the little blue gene. But you will have brown eyes, in which case, if you're a little... blue gene sperm matches up with a little blue gene egg, you got a blue-eyed kid. Now, if the woman in question is blue-eyed, then it's going to always be that way. Whereas if she indeed has brown eyes but doesn't have two brown genes or a brown gene and a blue gene, in other words, that person, both situations, will have brown eyes. So the answer is yes. And if you need more, I think you'll probably go online and get the diagram to figure that out. Boy, I can only imagine what that's about. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Please join us in the next program. Won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
Here's to a fresh start and a better you. This week at Macy's Beauty Scene, experts are waiting to help you self-improve. Reset the clock and let youth surge. It's time to start over. Erase lines and wrinkles. Be resilient and extremely uplifted. Give your skin one essential boost. Change your look to change your whole outlook. This week only, make some FaceTime with our Clinique, Origins, Estee Lauder, and Dior skincare specialists. Reinvent yourself today at Macy's.
Pebble Beach Resorts invites local golfers to their New Year's golf tournament and party. Geared for couples on December 30th and 31st, you and your partner get to play one round on Pebble Beach Golf Links in open championship condition and a second round on the links at Spanish Bay. You'll each receive a ticket to their spectacular New Year's Eve party at the Inn at Spanish Bay on December 31st. End the year right with great golf and plenty of celebration. For more information, go to pebblebeach.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday.
So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, KGO. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
And the 3 o'clock.